Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio, the podcast where we interview top-level fitness entrepreneurs from all over the world. Here's your host, AJ Rivera.
Welcome to Freedom Trainer Radio. My name is AJ Rivera, and I'm really excited to chat with you all today out there in Freedom Trainer world. If this is your first episode, welcome. Glad to have you here. If you've been listening for a while, you know what? Let me know. Shoot me a little Instagram DM or an email. I like to know who is listening, and I always love engaging with you guys out there. So I really appreciate that. So today we're going to take a little bit of a different approach to these next coming, the next month here at Freedom Trainer Radio, where instead of doing our weekly kind of hour-long episodes, and usually I have Corey Gladwell on here, we're going to actually do three episodes a week, and we're going to make them a little bit shorter. And we're doing this for a few reasons. One is we want to give you actionable stuff that you can actually implement in your fitness business. And two, I like hanging out with you guys a lot. I think the frequency is important for building our relationship. So I would rather be able to give you one thing a day or a couple days a week that you can actually implement instead of spending a whole hour listening to what I found very valuable. And clearly you guys do too, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But I just feel like it might be more helpful for you guys trying to build your business, okay? And so you'll probably see in the next coming weeks here, we're gonna have episodes coming out Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So mark your calendars, because I know you guys sit on your hands just waiting for this day to come. But we'll actually, if you're listening to this episode, it's Tuesday. We're gonna have another episode tomorrow, and then another one on Friday. And we're gonna follow this format throughout the entire month of August through August here. We're already in August. And so let us know how you guys feel about it. If you guys are feeling it, we can keep it going like that. If you guys are missing the hour-long episodes, that'll be, let us know also, and maybe we'll do our best to throw those in, all right? So, cool. So today's topic, I wanted to talk today about the problem with free advice. So I see a lot of times with my clients, sometimes they come with preconceived beliefs about how to run their fitness business. Maybe they read some advice off of a blog, or maybe they heard it on maybe another podcast, or they heard it through an email or through webinar or whatever. And there's a few problems with free advice that I think we should be wary of. And I know I say this ironically because essentially this podcast is free advice, but I that's not lost on me. I fully understand the irony and how meta that may appear, but I promise you there is a point. So there's three big things that I think we need to pay attention to and be wary of when it comes to free advice, when it comes to having a huge, massive impact on your business, for example. So the first problem I've found with free advice that I've seen in a lot of, especially fitness business owners, is that you have zero motivation to implement the advice. The difference between maybe Googling something and getting some free advice off of a blog or even taking action from this podcast versus investing in a coach or an online online course or a mastermind or whatever is that you have not spent any money. And because of that, and that's fine, right? But because of that, you have zero motivation to implement it. Right? If you had spent, let's even say, $1,000 or a couple hundred bucks to listen to this podcast, you may have implemented every single thing you heard on every episode just because now you've got some skin in the game. You're not just going to listen to these ideas and say, that sounds kind of nice, but I'm going to stick to my own way. You're more motivated to actually apply it in your own business. And so that's kind of the biggest first problem I see a lot of times with fitness business owners and with free advice, especially to them, is that you, the listener, have zero motivation, except for maybe your own, pride or drive to succeed. And at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult versus somebody who may be invested in a course or a coach or a mastermind. So that's kind of the first big problem I have with free advice. The second biggest problem I have with free advice is that the advisor, whoever's giving that counsel, has no motivation to give good advice. Now, you might be thinking, why would anybody want to give bad advice? Especially in what we're seeing right now, especially in the entrepreneur world, is a lot of people just throwing that label on themselves and giving advice, even if zero people are listening, even if they have no experience in the industry at all. And what happens is people who don't know anything about business start listening to this person who doesn't know about business, 1, 10, 100, 200 people at a time. And it's a little bit of the blind leading the blind. And we have another podcast coming out about that later, but that is not today's topic. But it does have to do with it a little bit, in that we have a lot of people who don't know what they're talking about advising other people. And they may be giving good advice, they may be giving bad advice, but it doesn't really matter to them as the advisor because they're not getting any money, right? They're not being paid for their expertise. It's essentially free. So that's the second biggest problem with free advice, is that the advisor has no motivation to make sure they're giving an informed answer or informed counsel. Now, I know that might sound a little bit like, well, AJ, this podcast is free. And that's kind of true. And I would say maybe the stipulation or the reason I don't feel so bad about it is because I have hundreds of actual paying clients too. And I know most of them are all listening to this podcast right now, as well as people who aren't in our program. So you can rest assured I have more motivation, and as do other podcasters who are selling things to give good counsel because they know their students and clients are actually listening to their stuff. So that might be maybe a piece of advice for you to know the difference between what's good and what's bad. And again, at the end of the day, the free advice is just going to be a little bit less valuable because I'm not going to necessarily reach out to every one of you guys who listens and help you implement my counsel, whether it's, you know, you need to sell high ticket, or you need to build a predictable lead flow, or you need a PT Freedom formula. I'm not going to do that because there's, you know, hundreds of people who listen to this, and I can't call every single one of them. I would rather call my paying clients. So I have less motivation as an advisor to make sure you implement this counsel. So that's kind of the second problem with free advice. So there's two people less invested in the advice. And then the last problem, and the one that you may even subconsciously not realize that you believe, is that it appears valueless. Because it's free, you may think that it's not worth anything, that it's clearly must not work that well if it's free, or if he's just giving away this stuff, or it must not be that easy if he's just giving away this counsel for free. And because of that, you may think it probably isn't going to work, right? And that is a huge difficulty, because you have people out there putting out really good content that you can action and literally build a business on. And I think I do that, but you have even bigger podcasters and platforms out there of people who have audiences of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who are giving amazing counsel on how to start a business, be successful, generate leads, write books, all these awesome things. But because it's free, we subconsciously find it valueless. We didn't spend any money to get this to this blog or listen to this podcast. So therefore, subconsciously, it's not as valuable as if we had spent maybe, you know, $5,000 to go to a Tony Robbins event. And if you spend that money, now right out the gate, you're looking for the value in the Tony Robbins date with destiny or whatever it may be. And had he given that information to you for free, you may not have been as likely or motivated to make sure it works. So anyways, those are the big problems I've seen. Now, of course, as with all my everything I say, this is what's worked for me, and this is what I've noticed in my clients. Now, I've had, you know, several hundred clients over the past 2 years, so this is just what I've noticed. Maybe that's anecdotal. Maybe a sample size of 500 is anecdotal, and that's totally fine. But that is what I've noticed in my business and even in my own personal life. I've gotten advice, even my father, he told me this earlier today. He's like, I've given you that advice before that your mentor gave you. And I'm like, I spent, you know, $25,000 on this mentor. And they did kind of give me the same advice that my dad gave me. But at the same time, I was not motivated to implement my dad's advice because I had no perceived value to me. he was just saying stuff. I didn't know if he actually, you know, of course he's my dad and wants my best for me, wants the best for me, but I don't know if he is actually, you know, giving me an informed and the best possible answer. So anyway, this conversation literally came up with me and my dad a few hours ago, and so I thought it was really important for you guys to hear. So anyway, those are the three big things that I think are problems with free advice is you don't have the motivation to implement, the person giving you the advice is not motivated to have you implement, and it appears and feels valueless, even though it might be, you know, the exact blueprint to making $1 million or whatever. Good advice. All right, so I hope that was helpful. I will talk to you guys tomorrow for another mini-sode of Freedom Trainer Radio. Tomorrow, we're going to talk all about the grass is always greener complex. I think this was a really important one as well. And hopefully it doesn't sound like me lecturing you. All right, I'll talk to you guys then.
Thanks so much for listening to Freedom Trainer Radio with your host, AJ Rivera. We'll catch you next time.